John Latimer, what are you thinking in terms of getting people outside for today?
Hey, Heidi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, one of my favorite questions in the fall to my students is, what's the best part about deer hunting? And they all respond by saying, getting a deer, of course. And I say, no, that's not it at all. The best part about deer hunting is being in the woods, sitting still, and letting yourself become part of nature, and then seeing what's around you. And I think that if you have the time and you find like a 5-gallon bucket is a perfect thing, you can put a few things in there, your binoculars, maybe a notebook, a pencil, maybe your camera, and just hike out into the woods somewhere, find a nice spot, find maybe a place where you can put the bucket down and find a tree to lean up against, and just sit still for a while and see what happens. And it's amazing how once all of nature sort of adjusts to you being there, they just sort of accept you, and pretty soon you're just another part of the scene, and they start doing the things that they've been doing before you arrived. And it's pretty spectacular. It can be very spectacular, just sitting still in nature and taking it all in.
I remember when some of the student reports, they taught me about finding a sit spot.
Yeah, yeah. Robbie Teege over North Shore, I want to say North Coast, North Shore Community School, just a little bit northeast of Duluth and a little bit southwest of Two Harbors. She takes her kids out weekly, and they have a sit spot, and they go back to their same sit spot every day or every week, and they sit quietly and they observe. And that is really, it's peaceful and it's reflective. It's just a really nice thing to do. And if the weather warms up a little bit, you might want to take along a notepad and a pencil and maybe do a little drawing. And if it's cool, like it's going to be today, maybe you pick something up and bring it in the house with you and then draw it. And I'm really fond of what I would call botanical drawing, that is drawing plants, because it really makes you see things. When you sit down to draw them, then you actually have to look at them and see what they look like and try to represent that on paper. And I am not a great artist, and few of us really are blessed with that skill to begin with, but it can be developed. Just practice a little. Try drawing something. If it doesn't work out, try it again. You know, it can be repeated. And doing a drawing where you notice whether the stems on the plant are opposite or alternate, are the leaves toothed or are they smooth, you know, all of those things sort of help you relate to understanding nature just a little bit better.
So it sounds like it's almost practice is our talk today. Practice going to the same spot somewhere in nature, and then practice drawing it. And you don't have to be perfect at either of those things, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, perfection is, I don't know, that's the land of the gods, I guess. Even the great artists will tell you when they look at their work, they'll say, well, it's pretty good, but it's not perfect. It seldom is. So, yeah, get out there and practice.
So, John, you're working today. You're in the bog. What are you working on?
I'm sitting here taking pictures of roots, and you caught me. I'm in a chamber where the temperature is 9 degrees Celsius above outdoors. So it's 11 outdoors. That would make it about 27 or 28 degrees inside here. So darn near comfortable.
There you go. Well, thanks, John. We'll check in with you next week.
I'll be looking forward to it.
All right.
Have a good day, everybody. Stay safe.